National Family Caregivers Month helps us celebrate, honor, and support those who provide care to others. There's a good chance that you are a family caregiver or you know someone who is. And in many cases, caregivers are not just supporting someone's health or medical needs, but also their financial well-being. Older adults, especially those living with Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia, may need extra support to protect themselves from fraud. Scam and fraud awareness is a complex mental task, and it's harder for those who have a condition that impacts memory, thinking, and behavior. One of the best ways to prevent fraud is for caregivers to know the signs and talk about it with their loved ones. If you are a caregiver, BBB has tips to help you and your loved one avoid fraud. Start by watching for the warning signs. It may be time to talk with your loved one if they are receiving frequent junk mail or spam calls, making unfamiliar payments, acting secretive about phone calls or messages, or experiencing sudden financial trouble. And talk about fraud with your loved ones ahead of time. Help them be as prepared as possible. Discuss what common scams look like and encourage them to ignore suspicious messages or phone calls. Make sure they know that you are there to help if something doesn't seem right, and that they can tell you if they receive a strange call or message. Also, reduce solicitations. Register all unsolicited phone numbers on the Do Not Call registry and all unsolicited mail on the Do Not Mail registry. You can also reduce unwanted mail by registering with the Direct Marketing Association, and remove a person's name from the credit bureau's mailing list by calling the Consumer Credit and Reporting Industry at 1-888-567-8688. You can also screen calls. Make sure your loved one has a working caller ID and or answering machine. Advise them not to answer the phone for people they don't know, and keep in mind that caller ID can be spoofed. If someone is a frequent target for spam calls, you may need to help them change their phone number. And discuss financial security. In some cases, it may be helpful to have a discussion with your loved one about helping them secure their accounts and monitor their finances to prevent and identify scams. Finally, make a recovery plan. If you think a loved one has been targeted by a scam, report it to BBB Scam Tracker. You may find yourself needing to help someone figure out what to do after they've already experienced the scam. BBB's Scam Survival Toolkit can give you a starting point to make a personalized recovery plan. For more resources for older adults and scam prevention tips, visit bbb.org/scamtracker.